From News Nation headquarters in Chicago, welcome to the second hour of News Nation Prime. The Texas abortion ban is back, at least for now. Last night, a federal appeals court issued a temporary order putting it back in place. The court gave the Justice Department until Tuesday to respond before making an official ruling. The Texas law prohibits abortions once cardiac activity is detected. That's usually around 6 weeks before many women even know they're pregnant. The law allows private citizens to file lawsuits against abortion providers. Texas argues federal courts can't sue the state for a law enforced by private citizens. Political analyst David Katz is joining us now tonight with more. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
Okay, so we spoke to you last week about how this could be the most consequential year when it comes to the Supreme Court and the rulings that could come out of it. So we wanted to dive a little deeper tonight into the abortion cases in question, starting with Texas. What does this all mean? I mean, for the layman who's just hearing it's in place, it's not in place, it's back, it's not back, it's temporary, it's not. What does it all mean? Break it down for us.
Well, we legal observers who've been watching this, and I'm a former assistant United States attorney, and I'm also an attorney defending people, it's been kind of whiplash. It's been really an astonishing week. What we've had is a series of rulings. Basically, Texas passed this vigilante law, which said Texas state authorities are not going to enforce it. Private bounty hunters, vigilantes. Maybe if you like them, you call them busybodies and whistleblowers. But private citizens can run around and sue anybody they want to who they say is encouraging an abortion for $10,000 or more, plus get their attorney's fees compensated. Meanwhile, the other side, if the doctor or nurse or Uber driver who gets sued wins, well, they won, but they get nothing. So it's a very one-sided playing field, and supposedly state authorities in Texas are not involved. So it's kind of diabolical. It really is. And, you know, a blue state could play this game too. They could let any vigilante they wanted to run around and say that somebody was having an illegal gun, and they could put gun owners through this, through this same kind of grueling ordeal in every single state. Fortunately, nobody has done that, but Texas has done it. And the problem is, how do the courts stop it since it's been written to keep the state out of it? You can't sue every private citizen who may take it upon himself or herself. So that's been the problem. So we've had this litigation since September 1st when Texas put this law into effect and authorized these vigilantes to go around. Even people outside of Texas can go sue a doctor or nurse or an Uber driver within Texas. So how do you stop it? That's been the challenge. And so first, the abortion providers, the doctors, the nurses, the organizations went to court. They went all the way to the Supreme Court, and that was what was so controversial last week, that the Supreme Court, 5-4, would not stop this law from going into effect. So people thought, my goodness, Chief Justice Roberts was with the dissenters. Are there really now 5 votes to strike down Roe v. Wade? And that, of course, made people rightfully apoplectic and very worried, and of course is a tragedy for these young women who end up needing an abortion, trying to get one in Texas, and not being able to go to any provider. Since then, the federal government and Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice have gotten involved. So after the Supreme Court denied relief to the abortion providers, the federal government said, hey, this is a federal constitutional right that these pregnant women have, and they have a right after 6 weeks, when many of them don't even know that they're pregnant. They have a right up until 23 or 24 weeks when the fetus becomes viable to go get an abortion. Judge, their federal constitutional rights are being violated. So a federal judge in Texas said, you're right, on Wednesday, and enjoined the enforcement of this act. Didn't let all these vigilantes go to court. Didn't let the state courts in Texas deal with it. But late last night, we had the whiplash because the Texas, the Court of Appeals, the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, which sits down there, but which is a federal court right under the Supreme Court, they said, no, 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 the law can stay in effect. Until we get more briefing on this issue, the law can go into effect. So as things stand right now, it is still very, very difficult for a woman to get an abortion in Texas, even though she needs it, even though it's months before her fetus is viable, because of the confusion and the restraint that's been put in place by this law.
Well, you think about the people who make appointments. It's like, can I have the appointment? Can I not have the appointment? Am I going? Am I not? You talked about precedent with Roe v. Wade, but and you talked about last week how you didn't believe that the Supreme Court would overturn that precedent and the implications it would have. But former President Trump did promise to get justices on the court who would overturn Roe v. Wade, and now he has three of his picks on the court, and it seems like, you know, they're at least in the initial steps of overturning Roe v. Wade.
Well, the two picks before Trump from the Republican right, that's Alito and Thomas, they've been on this campaign, this crusade, the Federalist Society campaign to get rid of a woman's right to choose and to make it very, very difficult to get an abortion and to overturn this precedent of 48 years. Then you come to the Trump picks. Two of them seem like they may be a lost cause. Gorsuch and then Barrett was put on the court at the very last minute after RBG passed away. She was put on the court with like 51 votes and rammed through by then Majority Leader McConnell. The question in my mind has been Kavanaugh. And I think that Chief Justice Roberts is ultimately going to prevail on Kavanaugh to say, if we start overturning a 48-year precedent, you know what? What goes around comes around. And as soon as there are five Democrats on the United States Supreme Court, which could happen soon if the Democrats stay in power, watch them reverse the precedents we like. Watch them reverse Citizens United, which put all this dirty money, huge amount of money into politics. How about the Second Amendment case? You know, that was only 5-4. The Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, that belonged to a militia for over 100 years. That never gave the individual a right to bear arms. Maybe they'll reverse that precedent. So I think Chief Justice Roberts will prevail on Kavanaugh at the end of the day to save most of Roe v. Wade. But maybe the Mississippi law will be close to, you know, maybe they'll say, well, viability, there's been more studies, maybe it's not 23 or 24 weeks, maybe it'll be 18 weeks, something like that. Maybe it'll be even Mississippi's 16 weeks, which is what's going to be heard in the Supreme Court. But it's certainly not going to be the 6 weeks. This Texas law, at the end of the day, I think is finished because it's a terrible precedent for the Republic. As I say, blue states could play this game, too. People could be ratting on everybody that supposedly they haven't paid their taxes and sue them for $10,000. This is really a civil war. This is not justice. This is some kind of craziness, vigilante. Antiism, bounty hunters, that's not a good precedent to have in all 50 states. And I think the U.S. Supreme Court will say, you know what, this is a bridge too far. But cutting back the 23 or 24 weeks, I am worried that that may go down, but I think Kavanaugh may save it.
All right, David Katz, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Great to be with you. Thanks.